Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. So happy to have our studio audience and our international audience.
Everybody audience.
Everybody. Facebook audience.
Blog Talk. You name it. They listen. They listen to Blog Talk on a few other platforms like Apple, iTunes, and Mozilla.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. There's a few platforms where they can
I wasn't
to Blog
aware.
Talk. They don't have to go directly to their website. Yeah.
I was not aware.
People that do it are. We see the stats on it.
They say, you know, you're still alive when you learn something new every day. I think that was it for me.
Well, that was
I'm
fast.
Joking.
You are joking or not joking? Because you didn't say anything. It's one or the other.
No,
so
I was told that as a kid.
Okay.
Make sure you learn something new every
day.
Oh,
yeah. Yep. Yep. That was, or they say you do learn something new every day, which is.
Yeah. Either way.
Plus, well, you got to define learn. Some people don't learn squat. They keep doing the same stupid crap over and over.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, go ahead, Deb.
For those of you out there who are new.
Newbies.
Yeah, we want you to feel comfortable. We want to give you a little beforehand information about what's going to happen here. As you can see, for those of you who are on Facebook Live on the Psychic Love Doctor show page, and any of you are welcome to join us there, where we are live streaming and you can watch us in action.
And the archive stuff from way back.
Right. I am using, as I'm holding up, an ordinary deck of playing cards, poker cards. This is the method my grandmother taught me. And I found over the years, I needed to make the distinction clear that these are not tarot, not angel, not oracle. I mean, there are so many systems out there. We'd be out here all night if I tried to name them all.
Yeah. Then you probably still miss them.
This is personal prophecy, as my grandmother taught me. How she came about it is dubious at best. Her story, this woman had an eighth grade education, barely. And her story was that a band of gypsies came when she was a child in the middle of the night, stole her from her bed, took her out to where their encampment was, and they performed spells on her. And she said they had her back in her bed before dawn, and she was never quite the same. And I will tell you, family members would step forward now and say, yeah, Grandma never really was like normal. The biggest thing about Grandma is I'm convinced she was a savant. Eighth grade education, but she knew stuff way behind on her education level. So anyway, that's where this originates as far as Grandma's concerned. I ended up writing a book about it because I couldn't find anything specific to this method. And of course there are other ordinary deck playing card methods out there, but this is one that I've stuck to. And it did put her teachings in a book. Anybody that might be interested, that book is called The Message, Your Secrets in the Cards. It was published by O Books in London, England, back in 2008.
Yeah, you can still buy it.
Oh, yeah. It's available Amazon, Barnes & Noble.
Whatever, just about anywhere.
Yeah, it's
anywhere where you can get books.
It's even been translated in like Turkey and other countries.
That's
so
interesting. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty.
Now to you, Jimbo.
Yes, indeed. I would like to remind everybody that this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. We hope everybody has a good time. Everybody does. We're going to talk about calling, multiple ways, protocols, and whatnot. First of all, that number to call in is 515-602-9676. That's to Blog Talk Radio. You'll hear a couple automated messages from the radio show, and then you'll hear the show. And that means you're in the queue. We'll see you. You're cool. Nothing bad's going to happen unless I only drop you. I'm getting better at that.
If you get dropped, just call me.
Yeah,
if
you get dropped, a lot of times they juggle the people around. So I think clicking somebody, oh, I clicked the person doesn't even talk to you. So.
Yeah.
But I'm getting better at that. Okay, that's the number to call in. You'll be up. Sometimes you might not. Take your speakerphone off when you get to us. Just got to be on hold. You got to be on speakerphone when you're on hold. Otherwise, you're going nuts. But please don't do speakerphone during the actual reading. It's terrible on our end. Not your fault. Doesn't matter whose phone you are.
You just fade in and out.
It's very rarely does speakerphone work. Very rare occasions. Sure, it does sometimes, but usually it doesn't. Bluetooth, we have issues with too, because it's, I guess, because it's a second Bluetooth to the phone, then to us, and it comes out kind of like the same kind of problem. Watch out for your background noises. The speakerphones, I mean, just the microphones on the cell phone are better than you think, and it's kind of on our end where it gets worse. Not so much maybe if you're talking to a buddy and he hears wind or something, but for us it can sound like a hurricane or it just blocks you out.
Yeah.
So chill out. Find a place to relax if you're running around while you're holding. Sit down. You can just run around and make it choppy in and out too, on our end. Chillax. Watch your background noises like we said, and it'll be cool. For the people that are on a messenger, you have to messenger Deborah Lee, not the Psychic Love Doctor Show. We posted that, and I continue to post it in the Facebook Live thing, chat thing, or thingamabobber, being technical here. But we only want you to messenger us when we ask, because there's no queue system on messenger. We can't, put you in a queue, block.
And we're using the portal, Facebook portal.
That's what we use, because it's more convenient.
And keep it turned to us.
In case you go video and you don't want anybody else to see.
Excuse me, yeah.
Yeah, and plus, if it's facing you, then we wouldn't be able to see, so we'd be in trouble. You can do audio on Messenger. You don't have to go video. That is your call. All right, right now, so don't Messenger us now because we have a caller. And let me see here. That caller is area code 516. First caller from the state of New York, 516. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Good afternoon. This is Kavita from New York. How are you?
Well, hi, hon. How are you?
Hi.
Yes.
Good. Well, I just wanted to let you know, you had told me last Monday, not this week, before, that to watch out because I might have an accident. And guess what happened? Somebody hit my car.
Yes,
really bumped, scratched up the back of my car badly. Yeah, I know. It was in the parking lot. I wasn't in the car. Yeah.
So sorry to hear that.
It was a hit and run.
Fortunately, it was a nice guy. He stopped and, he said he'd pay for the whole damage. And he did give me money. I got an estimate. He gave me the money. Anyway, it was upsetting, but you had seen it.
Well, thank you. And I did get your phone message, which I was right in a meeting at that moment, but I did text you back. And I wasn't sure if you actually received it. But I'm very glad to hear that you are okay.
Yeah. No, I didn't receive a text. But, yeah, can you believe that? I just,
But the good thing is it's very, very minimal as far as light.
Yeah, very small. So I'm glad about that.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, I'm sorry. International shout out to Siobhan from the land of Ire. I'm sorry.
Hey,
there's a delay.
Siobhan,
there's a
glad
bit
to
of
have
delay.
You here.
I just wanted to give it out because sometimes there are folks way over in that time zone can't stick around long.
I heard what you said. You wanted to know if I have any uplifting messages for you.
Messages for me, yes.
Cool. We like that.
All right. Well, we're going to take a look right now, and I expect there will be.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it's the glass half empty, glass half full. The fact that the accident that was in the cards was as minimal as it was, that's almost something you can breathe a sigh of relief on. because, you know, accident, it could take multiple lives and limbs and, you know, paralysis and all sorts of crazy, horrible things. So the fact that it was a parking lot, a little scratch, and the guy stuck around, that wasn't so bad.
He stuck around. I mean, he banged up my car pretty badly. So.
Well, he must have been like, not paying attention, and boom.
No, he just went right into my car without looking.
Yeah, you know, we don't know what was going on. Texting, having a fight with a wife, you know, watching a pretty girl walk by.
That can happen.
I've driven on a curb like that before, going around a corner and sunbathing in the front yard. Next thing I know, I should have straightened my wheel out, and I didn't. But anyway,
did they see you?
I don't remember. That was 20s. They were 20s. Nobody cares. But anyway, back to the reading.
I'm hoping that you're still going on your trip to Nova Scotia.
Cool. I forgot about that.
Yeah, it's not booked yet. The tour company that you had mentioned I should go on hasn't started scheduling tours yet.
What was the time frame on that again?
Well, I wanted to go in June, but the tour company hasn't set up tours for June yet. So I don't know if they're going to schedule it then or in July.
I would hope they'd do it soon because June isn't as far away as everybody thinks.
No, it isn't.
I know. I'm not sure that they're going to another tour company.
And if you're following the news, as many of you out there likely are, they are starting to already put out reports that the subvariant. Hey, I'm no scientist. I'm just going to try and repeat this the best I can. It's the variant of the variant, all right? And they're calling it BA2 or something like that.
It's like even the regular flu that nobody hears has different
and they're
millions
saying
of strains.
But it's already starting to take over New Jersey and some other.
Oh.
Yeah. So hopefully you go. Because I feel that you are going to make some really good friends. And there's that romantic interlude is still here for you.
Mm.
Up there. And, ooh-wee. If you remember Grizzly Adams from years ago.
I remember Grizzly Adams, but I'm wondering how this is going to be a segue.
I'm thinking this man will... will resemble.
He's going to be a wilderness man, wild man.
And we're going to have
the man of the land.
Nice wood chopping biceps and, you know, all the good stuff.
Okie dokie pokey.
So anyway, yes, that's my uplifting thought for you is that, also, man, I'm telling you, I've had this happen to me in the past before. And, you know, you are definitely going to move at some point in the future. And as long as it remains in your cards, it's still on your path.
Okay.
It's going to be wonderful, too. Now, if you end up relocating to Nova Scotia, you will have to let us know of your relocation.
So all those things sounded very uplifting, what she was looking for. You want to hear some uplifting things, and you have provided that.
I'm not seeing anything negative at this point, only that you seem to be in a little bit of a holding pattern. And sometimes when that happens, it means that events are coming, but it's as if the present hasn't quite caught up yet. So we're kind of in a good cocoon stage.
It's like, oh, every little thing out there has to line up, and it takes time.
Yeah. So it is coming, and I'm glad that your accident was very minor. Did you find it out when you left where you were, or did he leave a note?
No, I was getting my hair cut in the hair salon, and I came out, and the guy was standing by my car.
Oh, well. There are honest people in this world, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So I really think things are going to go well for you. I do think that trip will pan out.
Okay, good.
Just don't bring back a souvenir like COVID.
Yes, you don't want those kind of souvenirs.
No, don't want that.
It's good to hear from you. Thank you so much for calling
us. Thank you so much. Okay. All
right.
Thank you.
All right.
Goodbye. Talk again. Before we go to our next caller, we have to give double international shout-out to Anne and Donna Marie from the Land of Ire. Anne, she would like a reading. Here's the deal, Anne. It is a call-in show or a Facebook Messenger show. Now, you can't messenger us until we ask because we don't have a queue system to kick you, put you on the side. And we have another caller right now.
And she has to be a friend of mine.
You have to be a friend of Deborah Lee also. You can't psychic love. You can't. I used to know how to speak English.
Yeah.
You cannot endure the psychic love doctor. Well, you can, but it's not going to get you on here is all I've got to tell you. All right. So that's the deal. That number to call in is 515-602-9676. Call in, get in the queue. When we ask, we take Facebook Messenger calls to Deborah Lee when we ask. And we'll probably ask. I don't think there's any reason to run away.
If you can't do either, we'll look to you in Facebook Live.
Oh, good night, Vernette. Vernette was here.
Good night, Vernette. Sleep tight and don't let those bed bugs bite.
Right, yeah. We will always turn to the Facebook Live folks.
Yeah.
And most of the ones that have been for many, many moons, like Donna Marie, she knows that we'll turn when we get that gap. It's just a matter of your time zone if you can stay up.
Exactly. And you're talking about sleep and I'm over here yawning.
Shame on you. All right. Let's see here. We're going to go to our next caller, area code 931 from the state of Tennessee, the volunteer state, 931. Welcome
Tennessee.
To the show.
Hello. You
probably know who it is.
And your name?
Hello.
Hi. Who are we speaking to?
Charity.
Charity.
Oh, she was in here.
We haven't heard from you in some time.
I was totally wrong on my guess. Yep, there she is right there.
All right, Charity. Thank you for calling us. What's on your mind? What can we help you with?
Well, I was wondering if you could just tell me anything, what you, know.
I mean,
what
is brewing in your soup kettle?
Oh, that's a nice way of putting it. How about
brewing,
love
stewing,
life?
What's stewing in your
love life.
Love life?
Okay, she narrowed it down. That helps. It really helps unless you get like readings like twice a week or.
Do you have any candidates or contenders for your affections? Or is your playing field completely free of anyone?
Not yet. I ain't been out like a year. No.
Something related to your work?
Yeah, more, at home, into family and stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
But do you see anything or?
Well, she's going to flop them by her cards down. You were on the Facebook talking to us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, cool. Then so sometimes we get the blog talk people, especially the new ones, they don't know what the heck card she's flopping down or something because all they got is audio. You're not a first-time caller and saw it, so you got a clue, so we don't have to explain that part of it. So she is flopping the cards now in case you're not watching, just talking.
Any new listeners, I'd like you all to know, in case you're curious, I'm using a 24-card layout, which is what I use in my... we'll say my private sections. Yes. I'm not comfortable just doing a random draw of a few cards. And I know others work with them beautifully. But for me, I'd really like to see what's going on in your life and pretty much get the whole picture. So here we are.
All right. Stand by. Cards are almost done. Damn. How's the weather in Tennessee right now?
Good question. Charity?
Yes, I'm still here.
How's the weather in Tennessee? The
weather's pretty bad. The wind's blowing hard.
Oh, is it? Oh, so it's kind of nasty, stay-inside weather?
Now, I'm going to sound really ignorant here, but who's next to us? Is that Tennessee or Kentucky or who?
No, it's a few states that border us, obviously. Who do you think would be west of Virginia for one?
West Virginia.
Bada-bing, bada-bang.
But that's kind of northern.
It's relative. We should probably get off geography since we blow at it.
Well, I don't know, Charity, what's going on in your life, but if Jim wants to look over here, I see nothing but men here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's not a female in the bunch.
No, I don't see any split tails.
Don't call them that. That's really vulgar.
That is vulgar. Okay, well, I didn't mean it that way. So that's what matters is what I mean, not how I meant it. I meant it to be okey-dokey.
Huh?
I meant it to be not mean.
Well, think of it as some other, you know.
Female subspecies.
Sub. We are not a subspecies. We are above you, man.
Oh,
you
Lord
are,
Jesus.
Oh, never.
All right, anyway.
Okay, anyway. Let's see what we've got here for charity. First of all, I feel some family unrest is coming home to roost amongst your relations. Is this something that has started yet? Hello?
No.
No?
Okay, well, that hasn't started yet.
What was it?
It's, well, to not be so flowery with it, there's a family squabble that's going to heat up here. And it seems like it's going to turn into, well, they said, and she said, and he said. And it looks like it's just going to be a big brouhaha amongst relations.
Family, can't live with them, can't live without them.
Well, right. And I was going to suggest to Charity, the winning move for her could very likely be stay out of it.
Just punch out.
Yeah.
Yep, just say, got to go.
If you offer up an opinion.
Not choosing a side.
You know what's going to happen? It's so distorted that in the end it isn't even close to what you said.
So if there's a war going on, it's best to be Sweden. I'm not Sweden, Switzerland.
I don't know what's up with you about tonight.
I picked an S country.
Okay, I'm seeing a male relative here calling on you very soon. This is under sure to come true. This is a designation in the whole layout that I really like, because it usually brings us very good news. And when it doesn't, this is an opportunity for us to be watchful, wary, and make better choices in the process. But this is definitely a male relative here coming with a favor to ask, a loan looking for. It's something asked of you. And I'm seeing you being hesitant because, you know, Charity, I get the feeling the whole pandemic thing did not go well by you. And a lot of us are in struggle. So, you know, pay attention to this male when he contacts you, which is, as I say, coming soon. But you don't always have to be forced to say yes.
We should always err to caution.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the thing is, you can always, what I'm trying to think, refer them elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, you might want to talk to Uncle Joe.
I got something for you. I got somebody that might be able to hook up. I'm sorry, this well is dry.
And just say, I'd really do everything I could for you.
I would if I could, but I can't, so I shan't.
Now, you're working, aren't you, Charity?
No, not right now, no.
Okay, well... Mm. A very good thing in the sense that there is a major employer area where you live, and they are looking at, I don't think it's going to be a full shutdown, but there's going to be massive layoffs coming, and this might be somewhere that you've worked in the past. You might maybe be acquainted with those who work there, but the word is coming down. And they just can't do it anymore. It's a no-win situation.
Well, I mean, a lot of things have evolved since COVID hit.
Oh, gosh,
yeah. A lot of businesses have gone down the tube. A lot of them have blown up because they've had infrastructure ready to make the change.
And they've also got 2 million homes out there in the process in this country of being built that can't get supplies.
Yeah, because heaven forbid that even though we have all the resources, we get stuff from not this continent.
Now, I do want to tell you, I feel you are also going to be contacted concerning looks like a will, Charity, couple of guys around this, but they're definitely wanting to come to you to say that you've been named in this will. Now, bear in mind, we don't read for you very often. So sometimes these events seem far away yet. So if you try to join us more, you know, everything will become more expedited and we'll have the chance to bring more clarity to it. But all in all, I'd say your cards are looking pretty good. And if you were interested in a love match, there is one here for you that you would need at a gathering. Did she say okay? Yeah.
I didn't hear what she said. I just threw that in.
Well, yes. He's very nice. He's a bit younger than you, which is never a bad thing unless he's 21 and you're...
Unless you're 18 years old, then that younger, older thing could be weird.
Well, that would be, to me, too young. But I'm saying if you're, say, 45 and he's 35 or, you know...
The older you get, the less it matters.
And these young whippersnappers have a lot of staying power and stamina. So it might be... It might be just right. What would put some wind in your sails there, Charity? All right. Well, all in all, hon, your cards do look good. And we'll talk again soon, please. And we'll sort it out even a little better.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yes, bye-bye. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Well, you know... As you saw, I was kind of privately trying to guess who that was, and I was failing miserably. Because remember, Tennessee.
Okay. All right.
See? Well, that's good. We like surprises like that. We like people that we don't expect.
Other people
cool
live there.
Everything's groovy, ruby. All right. Let's give that number out. We're at the hump, almost the hump point, so I'm going to do my hump thing, which is go back to the beginning. Just a reminder, this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only.
You're full of double entendres tonight.
Double who what?
Where you're saying one thing, but it can mean, you know, something else.
Well, I think that's the only beautiful thing about the language is you can do that. All right. Me speak with forked tongue. All right, let's see. Anyway, also this show, I did the disclaimer. International viewers, of course, let us know. We'll continue to give you a shout-out. 515-602-9676. That's the call number. We have a caller. Facebook folks, do not despair. We don't have like 1,000 callers. You may get opportunities to messenger us or to get or to type in your reading. So do not despair.
We will turn to you.
But really, if you're international and you're already on Facebook, you really should messenger us. Your reading's going to be a lot better. It's going to be a lot quicker because when you do this typing thing, there's a 20 to 30 second delay and it gets all bizarro. I mean, it is what it is. If I've got to do, we recommend.
You don't even have to show your face.
Yeah, it's audio.
Make it audio.
But anyway, alrighty, let me quit. We have somebody patiently on hold. And that's area code 917 from the great state of New York, 917.
New York, you're on the air. What is your first name, please? Hello?
Sometimes we've got to wait because they're on hold and maybe they walked away for 1 second. You know, I've been hold for like 20, 30 minutes. Are you there? Hello?
This is not working.
Hello?
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 Hi. What's your first name, please?
Oh, this is Stacy. I was actually just listening to the show, but since you picked up, I'll ask a question. How are you?
Very good.
Yeah, great.
Very good.
Have you called us before? You know?
Have we heard from you before?
Yes, you have. Under my other name, Terry. It's Terry. It's Terry Stacy. Hello?
Yes. You sound very familiar.
It's Terry. Stacy's my middle name. I either use the name Stacy or Terry when I call you guys.
Okay, all right.
Well, great.
So
well,
how
you...
are you doing, Terry? Stacy.
I'm doing good. How are you feeling?
Yeah, feeling pretty good. Staying healthy.
Wunderbar on hump day.
Yes.
Oh,
so
yes.
What brings you to the show?
Well, I have a job interview coming up in 3 weeks. I'm looking to switch industries into the public relations department. Just want to see how that interview will go. I'm optimistic about it. I think I want to stay in that field because it's all the creative side is doing something differently than what I've done before in the past.
All right. So I think it sounds very exciting, public relations.
Yeah, I got a question.
All right. I'm going to get your cards right now.
Okay. And let's stay on that subject. You said more interesting than what you have done in the past. What is your typical past employment or current past? Are you employed right now?
Right. Yeah, I'm employed right now. Oh, yes. I'm just out because I broke my foot. But I am employed, and before I go back to work at the end, I think either the end of April or sometime in May, the doctor says, I would like to have found a job before then.
Okay.
So I'm looking into public relations, which, something I've always done work in on the creative side, but then I've always done work in the financial industry. But as far as my last job, my current job is in HR. But I want to kind of finagle my way out of HR and go into public relations. It pays a little bit more, but it's more creative and more exciting.
Wow. I don't want to knock anybody on earth that does HR work.
I gotta look
but
it
you
up.
Are a special breed. I mean, I couldn't do it. I could not do HR.
No.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I mean, somebody has to do it, I guess, thank God, like for a lot of jobs out there, but wow.
Is it fussy or?
It's HR. I mean, they're kind of rigid, strict. They got to, depending on the size of your company, you got to deal with a lot of crap that you wish you just didn't have to deal with. I mean, it depends on the size of your company, really, HR.
Yeah, I mean, I'm at a non-for-profit agency, so I kind of, because I'm moving to Georgia after I finish school within the next year and a half, but until then, I think I want to switch to the public relations side.
Sure.
Because
I
do want to start my own business, and I know what public relations is all about, how to brand the product, so...
Well, and you know what? When you haven't really nailed down 100% of your forever career path, try it. Explore it. Maybe it's going to be the most wonderful thing you've done, and it's going to propel you into what you don't. And if you didn't, then you know you don't have to worry about that. I never did try that.
Okay, now, Terry, did you say that you are moving to Georgia?
Said you wanted to.
Yes, so, I am.
Well, you are
Honey, it's right here front and center. You're going, and it's going to be fantastic for you.
We're in Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Atlanta, or where are you going?
Yes, Atlanta, the northeast section, or either the east section of Atlanta.
Yeah, they're blowing up business.
All right, now I'm going to give you a couple pointers on your upcoming interview, and then I would love for you to call us before you do this interview so I can give you even more information.
Yeah, what is your interview exactly? What day?
She said 3 weeks,
I talked to the recruiter yesterday. So she's trying to get me in within the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay.
Wow, at least you got a lot of time to prepare.
Yes. Now, the person you're going to interview with, in some sense, is not quite sure what they're looking for. But that means you need to go in very clear, very distinct, very, I don't want to say aggressive, but assertively.
Confident.
Yeah.
Confident. And it almost sounds like it's a new position the way you're talking, if they don't know what they're looking for.
Well, that's what I'm – is it?
I hope so. Yeah, it's a new position. Yeah, it's a new position.
Yes,
you're
good.
Yeah,
it's a new position. Yes. Yeah, and this person, you're right. Cause, huh?
Yeah. Yes, Terry, I was going to say, it looks like it is that you are a shoo-in for this job. I see the move coming. It's right in front of you very soon after. And oh, my gosh, it is going to be like a brand new way of life.
Excuse me.
It's like you're walking out of that snowy New York cold tunnel into paradise.
Yeah, I mean, it's something she really wants to do. So I think that's great.
You
got to go down that road, see where it leads.
Yes.
Now, don't be too hard on yourself, because I do see here you have a bit of a nature that is perfectionist. And don't come out of this and think, oh, I blew that. I shouldn't have said this or that. if you say it, it was meant to be said.
And sometimes there's more than one interview, believe it or not. Sometimes they call people back in.
I think there'll be another one,
especially if they got a gigantic amount of candidate.
Well, they're just not
sure. Yeah, I hear they.
Yeah, go ahead, hon.
Yeah, I hear they have more than one position. So that's why I'm kind of optimistic. I mean, I prefer the public relations side. I think something is available on the HR end, but I feel that the HR position would be better for someone that speaks bilingual, that speaks Spanish.
I was just
going to
say that. Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Okay.
Also, pertaining to your personal status, which I know they're legally not allowed to ask, but you can offer information as assets. You don't have any children, do you?
No, but I want to have one maybe in another, after I get everything settled down.
You don't
have to
tell them that.
No, I'm just saying, well, what are your strongest assets for us?
When it's time to pitch yourself. So here's the deal. You know, off the record, wherever you want to say it, I'm single. I don't have any kids. I'm not going to be taking time off of work, whatever. I'm going to throw myself into this work.
Yeah, because baby won't keep me at home because I don't have a daycare provider.
Hey, this is a new position, and I'm on board with growing with it and go forward.
And you know what? That's where they really want to go.
So let's do it. Let's rock this.
They do, because, you know, they get these people in that are like, well, I know I've only been here a week, but now the baby's got sniffles.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Or
yeah.
I see. No, I don't.
Yeah. And you can go completely 180 the other direction.
Yeah, you can just say, hey, you got me.
Yeah, and boy, I tell you, you are going. You know, make sure that you're ready to pack up and move, because it's right here, both places. If I saw this in my cards, I'd be like, well, hot damn, I'm going.
Off to the Peach State she goes.
Yes. So you're going to really mix and mingle very possibly with some well-known people in public relations. You know, who's down there? Is it CNN's down there? There's other.
I don't know if he's still down there. Is it Ted Turner? Oh. It was originally from the Atlanta area. I don't know. You know, people move around. But
Tyler Perry has moved his entire operation.
Well, Atlanta is, in the last 5-10 years, they started just blowing up, growing, taking businesses from all these other states.
Oh, yeah, they're moving.
Well, they said, let's do it. Let's make that big move.
Yeah, out of California, taxes are too high.
I took Norfolk Southern away from Norfolk just a few years ago.
Once, Harry, you are on the move. And you call us again now before the interview, just so we can...
Okay, I will.
Tweak it just a little bit more.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'd love to hear from you after.
Yeah, before... After, sure. Obviously not during, that would be bad form, during, but, you know.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, don't call us during.
Don't call us during the interview. That probably ain't going to work out.
Excuse me. But, your cards are filled with success. It's like you intuitively know it's time for you to make you happen. It's big.
Word up on the phone.
Oh, yeah. All right, my darling. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Okay.
Yep.
And we'll hear from you soon.
Yeah, I can't wait to call again.
Yeah, thank you. I will. Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you. She's going. I mean, it's...
You know, it's a big move, but she's staying on the same coast from New York to Georgia.
Yeah, but people up there...
I've been in both states.
People up there seem to have more guts than a lot of people in, like, Podunk. Somewhere.
Well, both states are not little tiny little states. You can have big metropolises in each state, and then you have rural, no nothing areas in Georgia and New York. New York has rural areas that are nothing going on too. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You mean in Virginia?
No, Norfolk. I mean, New York and Georgia both have big metropolis cities.
Oh, lots of.
And they got Hicksville, and New York has the same thing.
Yeah.
Sure. All right. Oh, well, guess what? We'll give that number out if I can find it, because I'm retarded. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. Or you can messenger us now. I speak too fast.
Any of you?
Deborah Lee, you can messenger us now, and we're going to open the floor up to our folks that are on Facebook Live. The first question I see typed, first caller, the first messenger, you're up next, so we're standing by. And I got a couple of viewers here. I bet you some of our, I'm hoping some of our folks from the land of Bayer that wanted some readings will.
Or if they prefer notes, since, you know.
I mean, I could type it. We're taking whoever, phone call, messenger, or typing it in Facebook Live. We'll see. We got to give them a chance because there's a delay.
Sure.
Then they got to type, you know. So it's been going pretty good so far. So Tennessee, New York. Did we go to California?
Not tonight.
That's right. I was mixed up in soon-to-be Georgia, but not right now. I've been to Georgia. I'm only driven through Atlanta, so I can't speak volumes of it. But I can say back in the 80s, I drove through during rush hour, and that's not going to leave a taste in anybody's mouth, but it's a big city. You know?
It is.
Yeah. I remember I was driving a friend's car back. It had Minnesota plates on it. I remember seeing all those old shows or ooh, that Yankee boy driving through the state of Georgia. So I was like, oh, I am not going over the speed line. I'm not going to have some Georgia state trooper hating Yankees pull me over. So I was a good little boy to that state. But I was 19. I didn't know better. I was a Dumas, you know, no internet, nothing. I just watched a couple shows on TV, a couple of weeks, where they screw with their Yankee boys, even though it was probably old crap. And later on,
yeah,
I went down there a few times, and I enjoyed the state when I was much older, not naive. So, do we have the people typing? We don't right now.
You know, I have a good little insight
up
here to offer up, because you were saying something about yourself. There have been times, not frequently, but infrequently, when after I have done a bunch of readings, in the beginning I started with email and moved tentatively to chat session. I mean,
well, you mean as far as computer beginning? Your first beginning, yeah. There was no computer.
No. These were people that would come to meet me personally. But I'm talking about the computer age.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
The thing is, I would notice afterward, oh my goodness, I'm a card short, and I couldn't imagine how that could happen because I religiously counted them before the show. And then after a while, I got to thinking, those readings were meant to be conducted without that card.
I got Facebook.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Did you finish? I didn't mean to interrupt
yeah,
you. I just saw that I got Facebook.
So it's interesting.
All right.
The innuendos and, you know,
oh yeah,
little signals that happen.
You know, and how many things happen in our lives we don't really know their signals until maybe after or way after. It's like, you know, wow, that was a sign. What am I? I was blinded or whatever. All right. I apologize. You know how you have it just stayed here. People were typing down here. And then, you got comments down below where it's scrolling. So it's like, thank you for scrolling, Facebook. Anyway, we got Tracy. Apologize, Tracy. She wants to know anything about her spiritual path, and she's here live. Tracy, if you could elaborate a little bit more or not, I mean, about your spiritual path, what's going on? Are you thinking about some new developments or be a little more specific? It will help you the reading, and we have a 23-second delay. So.
Yes, we would like that.
And I don't think she's new, but we have a lot of Tracy, right?
Yeah.
And you can also let us know if you're new or not. And sometimes we get people, because, you know, like they come visit our show frequently on one platform or another, and then we don't hear them for 6 months, 1 year. So when they come back, we think they're new, but they are not. All right, Tracy, you are standing in the strike zone. Hopefully you're from our country, or that might not mean a lot from other countries.
Right.
Standing in the strike zone.
Isn't that baseball?
Yes, and it's a Loverboy song, who's a band from Canada.
Oh.
The song was in the early 80s, I believe.
What was it called?
Standing in the Strike Zone.
Oh, I've never heard that one.
It was a great tune. They were just blown up like in a 2 year period. Some people are like, Lover Who? People know because.
Oh, they're missing out if they have to
say that.
Yeah, I
mean, most of our viewers are not super young. So most folks are if they're from this country here. Well, especially from Canada, they would know who they are. They would go, yeah, I'm a boy. Yes, indeed. Okay. Tracy, stand by.
I think I have to lay him again.
Oh, that's rather unfortunate. So that means there's just no messages that you can decipher.
I'm not picking up on a thing, right.
Well, I hope you're... I'm going to ask her. Because maybe she's not hearing enough for one. Sometimes people are at work and they have to have the audio down. To,
well, exactly.
Yeah, so.
And sometimes when it comes to spiritual questions, it's a cloudy area in this type of method.
Yeah, and yeah, I believe... Totally, that's why I asked the Neurodome. I would be like, I don't know what I can do for you. Spiritual, that's like huge, a huge, wide, general topic. Okay. Okay, so I think I have to type to her.
Maybe she's gone.
No, she just said she's here when I typed it.
That is something to mention here. There are times when people are unreadable.
You've had a few of them, even for your people that have arranged for private readings.
It has happened.
But they don't get screwed out of their money or anything. You just say, yeah, we just got to reschedule.
Yeah.
You paid, you didn't get your reading, let's reschedule. And because they don't want a nothing of, I got nothing for you, and, 30 minutes of nothing, that's better for them, better for you.
Well, Tracy.
How about love coming, Spirit?
Is that what you asked?
Yeah, oh, she just over to live. Stand by, Anne. You're here. We'll the next person. So are you really laying them down for the third time?
I've got to. I'm sometimes difficult.
I think that's why she shifted, because your spiritual reading was just pure cloudy, which means there must be no discernible path that's foreseeable right now, right? The cards are not seeing... We don't know what direction it's going.
Now,
well,
here's the thing. Switching the question as we're doing.
Love.
That could open that door.
You're right. That's true. We ask a specific question for people that haven't been here a lot.
You asked her if I know I've read for a lot of Tracy's, and I'm wondering if I've actually read for her.
Well, don't wait for the answer. Okie dokie, and we have somebody else that's hanging tight.
Someone we know.
That we gave a personal shout out to from the end of the...
Okay.
She said, trust in the divine. So, yes, many times you've done reading. So she is the Tracy that I recognize. It's like a name, Jim. There's a million Jims out there, so when we... we know you, but we could be wrong.
Okay, now see, these cards are opening up.
Oh, you got to the right topic there.
It's almost like we have to play games with them.
Well, you have to play games with them. Us folks that hardly ever do them have no ability to do that.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Uh-oh, stand by.
Oh, she wanted to know what was her
question. Love coming.
Oh, God. Oh, yes, my dear.
Love is in
and
the air.
He's got this card on it, the Three of Clubs. This is a card of my grandma called it duration of time. But a lot of people are like, what? That, to me, I think of it as an event on its way to you. It's coming right to you. You don't have to worry about not being in the right place, but be aware so that I think of it when I teach this method, I say there's a ball, a sphere coming to you from out of outer space. And for you, this is good news. This is right here, Jim. Good news. This is going to be your true love coming to you. And with the Three of Clubs, that is the timing is generally, okay, like when you think of numbers, number one is unity. Number two is opposition, male, female, yin, yang, that type of thing. Number
balance, three. Right? But yin and yang and male female, it's kind of balance in our universe.
It is, but it also is like, they say it's opposition.
Right.
So you've got, you know, female here, male there, or opposites.
I see what you're saying. It all depends on the cards that they lay together, right?
Now, number three. Oh, I want to make sure I get the right finger up. Yeah, I put the wrong finger up. Number three is a card of creation. All right. It's like the male and the female can have a baby. Yin and yang can produce a different outcome, that sort of thing. And balance. And what this is saying to me, I'm excited. I am really excited because you have your true soulmate, your true mate coming to you. First thing, though, you got to get over the one from the past. I see that you still have feelings of sorrow. And that card is a three of hearts. I teach that as imagine that you picked up an object that was fragile and you dropped it and it broke. And it's never going to be the same again. That's how this relationship for you was. He's going on to something else. Okay, that was never your destiny. There were lessons. Okay, yes. There were lessons for both of you to be learned from that relationship. Once you get over that, yeehaw, yeehaw, baby.
Yeehaw.
I'm seeing you in a festive environment. Oh, my goodness. Having fun. Lots of fun. And there is going to be your man. And this is under a designation called what you don't expect. You may not even want to go to this event, but your friends are going to say, oh, come on. You know, and it'll be a time when you have stopped looking. You know, you just get tired.
Did she say that? It's like when you lost something in your house.
Then you're
like, you spend like hours and hours looking for it. And like, that thing's locked. And all of a sudden, an hour later, you're not even looking for it. It's like, there's that son of a gun right there.
And yeah, another thing I see, and we've got to push on, Jim is telling me.
He does.
You are going to be relocating through that relationship.
Relocating.
Now, Tracy, I hope you come again so we can expand on this. All right, we're short to the end of our show. But I really think now that I've got a good handle on you emotionally, I will be able to pick up on you spiritually. Oh, yeah, you've got quite a Prince Charming coming your way. And you know what? You deserve it. That's one thing I saw.
You gave us a bunch of green hearts.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Is that from Lucky Charm hearts? Green hearts? Probably because he was an Irish little leprechaun, dude. So, but anyway, she goes, yes, I will, she said to you.
Thank you. See you again real soon.
Okay, we have a good 7 minutes.
All right.
Anne said she was here. I'm here.
Anne who?
We had two Anns. It was the Anne from Ireland that said she was here. And Anne, our other Anne that we know, says, saying hi to us. And she says, I missed you. No, Anne Ruiz said I couldn't miss you. She'll said she'll try again Friday.
Yes.
Well, that's the thing. Let's just talk about that first of all. All right. For the Facebook Live folks, the viewers,
yeah,
we do 2-3 shows a week, and we always broadcast on Facebook Live. That is guaranteed. Blog Talk folks, that's a different ball game. On Monday, we are part of News for the Soul Radio.
Yes.
Still on Blog Talk Radio.
Actually, this is an overflow show.
Yes.
Because we get so many callers on Mondays.
Yeah.
This News for the Soul is so popular.
Oh, it's so popular. You want to call quick.
And if you want to
for the most part.
If you want to check into other methodologies, other practices, and, you know, paths spiritually, check out News for the Soul. Okay, let's go.
All right, let's rock. And I can bump it up if we want to wrap it up.
All right,
this is Anne from the land of Aya.
Anne.
Stuck around for a while. Good. Welcome, man.
Thank
international
you.
Shout out for those that weren't here earlier when we gave her one. She says, well, me and Shemi sort things out and move forward together in a relationship, please.
Forward together.
So she's got some kind of relationship going on. Things need to be worked out, and will it happen? And
All right, I'm going to hurry.
I'm going to bump it, but we're not going to go the whole time.
All right. By the way, while I'm laying these cards out, remember, I'm soon going to be announcing that my...
We're done.
Huh?
Keep going.
Card Reading Academy will be opening soon.
Yes, and I can't remember my own name sometimes. And the other Anne.
Yeah, who was?
Well, Danielle's mom acted like it was somebody I didn't know. I mean, I recognize the name, but I didn't make the connection up here.
Uh-huh.
Problem is I get used to these area codes. That's what I get used to. All right, sorry about that, Anne. Danielle's mom. But let's focus back to Anne from the land of Ion.
Well, Anne, I need to read you on another night. Maybe Friday you could come back because, yes, I see Shemi. I hope we're saying it right. Or is it Shemi? I don't know. But anyway, we see Shemi here. And I've got to tell you, I see a couple others here going to be available to you. I mean, I'm literally seeing you could have your choice of three.
Hey.
What?
Everybody loves choices. You know?
Well, and we have to remember that life is an immense sea of opportunity.
Oh, every day you're making choices and you don't even know it.
Every day.
You just think, you open up the fridge and you got like a million choices or you made one. No, they're obviously insignificant. But you just, every couple of minutes, you're always making a choice.
And even if you shut the refrigerator and say, forget it,
Like Rush says, if you choose not to make a choice, you still have made a choice or something like that.
You have.
Some weird crap. I don't remember.
So I want to say yes, that you and Shemi are moving toward having trying to get what she said.
All right, well, and she says it's Shemi.
Oh, Shemi.
So the E is more like an A, you know, Shemi. Okay, thank you for that. Will me and Shemi sort things out and move forward together in a relationship, please? And it's Shemi. I think
there's a lot of talk there. I see that you and Shemi are facing each other, which is always a good sign. It means receptivity and that you're on the same wavelength.
They argued today.
Oh, today?
They argued today.
Well, yeah, there's the Seven of Diamonds is a card of a lot of yakety-yak in a kind of a, like, angry kind of what?
They are our Irish folks.
And?
They are very spirited, and sometimes their ire can get a little elevated.
Well, that's right. They're from the land
yes.
of ire.
Yes. And so we know, I mean, we're not making fun of you or anything, but, you know, cultures are different.
Respect.
Cultures are different.
We have a little bit of Ireland and England and Scotland and forget the others when we go to the Busch Gardens here in
Williamsburg. France and Germany. Yeah. Anyway.
I'm going to tell you.
Daniel's mom.
Okay. Bye-bye, sweetie. I'm going to tell you the move. Carefully with Shemi.
They're not speaking though.
Well, and it might be a good thing.
That's normal.
You're not hearing each other as much as you need to be. There's talk of moving in here together. And if you already have, it would be a good idea to try to fix that.
Well, if you're living together under the same roof. Ooh,
but there is a big question here regarding living situation. I just want to have another crack at your cards. I see a secret here, and we don't have time to go into it. What?
We have a little bit of time.
What?
He has just said he just wants to be friends.
Well, that's not what I'm seeing.
And that could be the after an argument.
Just remember, when we argument,
right.
We start going for a choice of weapons.
Yeah, it depends on the type of argument. A lot of them are like, all right, who I want to cause more hurt than you just caused me. And you're just trying to elevate things a lot of times. And not meaning it, right?
Yeah, and let's all remember, one of the biggest lies in the world is, it's not you, it's me.
Or sometimes it's the other way around. It's all you. I did nothing wrong. Like when they cheat, you made me cheat.
I really think that the two of you might take a bit of a break, and you've got two awesome replacements coming up for you. That's why we need to...
The luck of the Irish.
Some people's cards are more complex than others. Like, who did I read for tonight that was far simpler. Well, we can even.
Oh, well, it was Tracy when you're doing the. Well, no, before. I'm sorry, that was more. I thought I was thinking more complex.
No, don't. But her love life came through an open door.
Oh yeah, as soon as Tracy switched the question.
Yeah. Where you're not a pushover, Tracy.
And nor should you be.
No, and Shamie comes through as being a little on the immature side, and wants to. The cake and to eat it too, you know. So please, I'm not giving you much tonight, but we're at the end of the show.
Yeah, we got to wrap. Start the wrap.
Yeah, and you know what? Come by again, and we'll make sure we get you on the show.
Sure.
You got my interest now. I want to know what the scoop is with
yes.
Shamie.
And we appreciate that you stuck around for
yes.
a long time to wait patiently. Thanks. You can come back Friday.
Yes.
And we shall be here
Friday. And we
Friday.
Will have a message.
We shall be
out.
Here Friday.
Now, remember, a lot of times people just want to come and listen. What?
Yes. And some people were saying that.
Yeah.
Remember,
just,
we had some blog talk. They were just kind of listening and said, oh, okay.
And you know what? That's cool, too. You can
Nothing
learn from
that.
That.
Sure.
And so I will always be honest with you. Now, one thing everybody needs to know, if I see something that is important for you, like
yep.
Kavita, when she called in, she didn't ask about, am I going to have an accident?
Yep.
But I saw it, and I pointed that out to her. Be aware that you face, you know, an upcoming
and
accident.
And that's the advantage of doing the yeah. big layout. If you're
it
doing a
flip-flip, exactly.
you wouldn't get that.
But on the other hand, too, you have to specifically ask me a question. Like, for instance, is Shamie cheating on me?
That'll help. Yeah.
You have to ask me that.
Whatever is really, 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 I mean, it's hard sometimes, especially for the new people.
Yeah.
They're kind of like just putting their toe in the water right
yeah.
now. They don't know what to do.
But it's, yeah, also that's important is to realize having a first reading or a reading after a very long time, it's going to be cloudy and it's going to be hazy. So,
yeah, and a lot of it's about stereotypes.
Yeah.
A lot of people watch all these shows and TVs and old movies and stuff, all these mystics. You can't ask them a specific question. You're not allowed to do that. You have to be very, no, actually, it doesn't work that way here. This is not ESP. There's no crystal ball. This is intuition. This is an intuitive card reader.
Yeah, and when
be
I tell
you. Very, very specific if you can.
When I give you.
Oh.
What? Are we done?
What happened? Actually, just want to throw in the room.
Oh, honey,
Izzy, did you see it?
Yeah, I have already folded up your card.
You didn't see it, though, when you've had it all, right? The cheating?
No, and I don't think we have time.
No, we don't have time for another card. But you didn't see it on that layout, right?
No, I didn't see it, but I saw a secret. And I wasn't sure who that belonged to. So
file that away for next
show. I'll tell
you
what. If I get a chance to go through the chat, what do they call them, the chat log?
She's going to be here Friday.
And I probably won't tonight.
Yeah.
But come Friday and hit me up with that
question.
Or
any one of our other shows. I mean, I'm assuming you already like the Psychic Love Doctor show Facebook page, which is the right thing to do. You should actually, if you can and haven't,
they're
do
on
a
the
friend
page.
Request to Deborah Lee.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, when you message her in, your reading is going to be, it's going to be like a paid live reading, except it'll be just short term.
And the earlier in the show, the longer they tend to be.
She said, okay, no problem.
All right. You know what, you guys? Just remember, we don't script anything. You tell us where you want to go. We follow you.
That's right.
And if it wasn't for all of you showing up, we love you, those of you from across the pond. And we, the pond.
Yes. Oh, yeah, the big pond.
And we
the Atlantic pond.
We have folks all over the world that
we
join
does.
Us.
We does.
And I'll tell you, we couldn't be more grateful because without you, we don't have a show.
And obviously on Facebook, we've had Australia. I mean, literally the entire planet. And even on Blog Talk, we've noticed they give little stats. We've had Germany, Japan.
Yeah.
They're all over the place listening to the show. So it's pretty cool because the internet gives us that advantage.
What an amazing...
It is actually brought the world closer together as far as the good people. The bad people, international criminals now, but it is what it is.
Do you want to know, do you want to know one of the biggest insights I've ever had pertaining to the birth of the internet and how we're all into technology? We may not see it in our lifetime. I hope we do. But there is eventually going to be, through the internet, an international language is going to be created where people from everywhere will be able to talk.
You don't think they'll just pick one?
Pick what? No. No, it's going to, somebody's coming forward. It looks like a group linguists or...
That sounds like it won't be in our lifetime.
I don't think so either.
Because you got to start with little kids. And,
whoever thought all this would be in our lifetime.
Oh, absolutely. You know what's funny, though? I have for you, and remember like from after World War II to all the advances that were in 1970, it advanced so fast. Remember from 40 to 1970, people would assume it would just keep advancing, be living on Mars and all that stuff. It's like, yeah, there's peaks, and it slows down in advance, and it goes up and down.
But technologically, it's been a super dynamic time.
Other things have advanced, but the people kept taught in the big picture stuff. It's like, oh, my God, we went from driving on the ground to flying planes, and now we're on Mars. And pretty soon, everybody's going to be flying a spaceship. It's like, well, you know, it does peak out after a while.
All right, people, I'm going to give you words to my grandmother, and then we're going to have to bid you a fond farewell till Friday.
Yes, we'll say,
my grandmother, who taught me this method, always said, to dream is to believe. And once you believe, all things are possible. Take care, everybody. We love you. Join us again Friday.
This is our, we're saying,